This is Rosette, Rosette, last name. This is first name. Last name, Terriely. Terriely. Date of birth, 9/11/82. 9/11/82. Date of visit is the 20th today. Phone number, 346-801-0092. This is a 40-year-old, very ill black woman, morbidly obese. She weighs almost 380 pounds, lives with brother and sister-in-law. She suffers from sleep apnea, currently not using a CPAP. Hypertension, COPD, asthma, emphysema, CHF, lymphedema of the left leg, pulmonary hypertension, rheumatoid arthritis. Period. New paragraph. Patient is basically chair bound, requires excessive, requires help to get out of chair to get into her bed. Period. She is on O2. Medications include O2 on regular basis at 3 liters, Neurontin, Baclofen, Folic Acid, Methotrexate, Vasotec, Allopurinol, and an albuterol inhaler. Family history, mom died of renal failure, and dad died of cancer in his throat. Surgeries, allergy, penicillin. COVID immunizations, up-to-date surgery includes lung surgery. The tumor was removed from her lung. They told her it might become cancerous. That's why they removed her. But she doesn't have a history of malignancy at this time. Review of systems, short of breath at all times, morbid obesity, weakness. Patient is on oxygen at all times. Even with oxygen, she's quite short of breath. It's becoming very taxing for a patient even to go to the bathroom and or leave the house to go to her doctor's office. Patient is generalized weakness, lower extremity edema, severe, especially on the left side. History of pulmonary hypertension, which causes her chronic shortness of breath, weakness. And difficulty with moving about the house. Patient is morbidly obese. She's not able to lose weight because of her sleep apnea that's untreated at this time. Vital signs 170/90, pulse 100, respirations 20, febrile, heart pulses 1, pulses 2, lungs, bronchi, aroused, wheezing, bilaterally, abdomen, very obese, lower extremity. 4 plus edema left side, 2 plus edema right side, pulses are diminished. Neurological movement of upper extremities, severe generalized weakness noted. Overall assessment here, we have a 40-year-old woman with COPD, asthma, emphysema, pulmonary hypertension, sleep apnea, end-stage core pulmonary and pulmonary hypertension, and O2 dependency, period. In the paragraph, even though she's only 40 years old, it's becoming very difficult for her to leave the house. Subsequently, the patient has asked for a hospice care at home, period. New paragraph, on hospice, patient would need to stop the methotrexate because we'll no longer be able to do her blood work and urine analysis on a monthly basis, and methotrexate can be very toxic to the liver, period. Nevertheless, patient has severe pain in the lower extremities because of rheumatoid arthritis, lymphedema. Patient is almost bedbound at this time, is able to get in the chair, but barely. Patient's blood pressure is elevated because of multiple reasons. Her sleep apnea is not treated. Patient had refused CPAP in the past, requires oxygen at all times. And I'm waiting for blood work to return from her rheumatologist's office because I suspect patient has renal failure as well. Period. Thank you.